Andrea recorded an argument she had with her boyfriend, John.
To be who I am and who I have to be, there's things that I have to do that other people are going to look down on. And
I mean, I think you love being looked down on, and that's one of your, I mean, it's one of your key beliefs or something, that it's better that what you're,
it's on YouTube.
What you're doing.
Dark, grainy, you know, faces half visible in the lamplight, brutally honest.
I think John is saying that he'll only respect me if I do mainstream things, and that he'll,
I'm
that's
saying
all
it's
he'll
a lot
respect.
Easier to respect you if you have a PhD and you're sending something in a way that I know is respectful. Ash, please don't cry like that. There's no reason to cry. I love you so much. Please don't cry.
Sometimes I'll read books about, like, a man who turned into an eagle, or, you know, like...
That's Andrea now, in her room, talking just to me.
I read a book about UFOs the other day, or, you know, things like this, and he's very, skeptical of a lot of things that are not mainstream. But that's actually, so it frustrates me a lot of the time, and I get annoyed with that, but then I think that he's come to be a lot more open-minded from dating me. There's a classic story where we are showering. And he says that it's very interesting how hair can hold all this water between the hairs. And I respond, no, like, hair absorbs water. That's why it holds. And he is very adamant that he is correct, that hair does not absorb water, that the water, when your hair gets wet, is just sitting between the hairs. So, a few days later, I find evidence online that hair does absorb water. I send this to him. He is, you know, I have won the argument. And he agrees that he is not always right, and that I was right on this issue. And there's a couple other issues, I think, that actually come up very frequently as examples where John is not always right.
It's very important to me, John, that you let me be who I am. And if you ever stop that, then I can't date you anymore.
Oh, that's fine. I thoroughly encourage you to be who you are. But I'm saying that I can't have the kind of life I want to lead if you're too far off the fringe.
Okay, well, maybe this is not going to work.
Relationships are kind of like very high-stress situations. And so it'll bring out probably the worst elements of your personality. So we've developed something that we find is helpful for us, and we call it the switching exercise. And we've been doing it for about a year. And what it involves is basically pretending to be the other person, and basically acting as them. So you're doing a play where they are you and you are them. Okay, so I'll do it as though I'm next to him. I'm playing the role of John. You know, Andrea, like, it really frustrates me how your issues with your family and your parents' divorce are affecting our relationship, and how it makes you afraid of commitment. And, you know, I wish we could just be happy together, and I wish you didn't have to be worried that every relationship ends in long-term sorrow. This is John pretending to be me. Well, yeah, John, like, I know that's something we deal with. I'm trying to figure it out, and maybe when I get health insurance, I'll get a therapist. And I think there's a lot more involved than just being able to voice their concerns or their needs, but just, like, feeling as you are, as though you are them. Feeling like you have their job, you have their skills, you have their outlook on the world and all of that. And I think that can be helpful, even if you just sit there and don't talk.
Let's switch.
Okay.
I'm so fascinated by this idea of switching places that I decided to try it right there. So she grabs the mic and I sit where she was sitting, and then she asks me about my relationship with John, which I try to answer as if I'm Andrea.
I think it is very much because my parents divorced
that I have, this need for finding validation in a relationship. And I don't know, John has said maybe I should get a therapist, and I think that could help, but honestly, the only person that can really help, I think, is him, because his opinion is one I value much more than a therapist or some random person with a degree.
It's interesting that your life outside the relationship can affect the relationship so much, or that your trajectory and your job and career and all that. I've found it to be really, really great to be actually pursuing my interests now with public radio. Alright, are we done?
Yeah. That was so fun.
Yeah, that was great.